How are you? Look at you in your new space.
I know. It's quite exciting.
Oh my gosh, it is. Wow, that looks like a nice, big, clean, like it open is. Space.
It's wide. I have this center work table here, shelves on either side, cubbies. Then I have my more shelves over there. And then over here, it's not set up yet. Right now, there's a big countertop, and that's going to go on this work table back here to unite the two shelving units. But anyway, on this wall, I'm going to get some rollers up here and so I can hang my backdrops.
Oh, that's perfect.
Isn't that a good idea? So I have two windows right here and two back here. So it stays well lit like all the way until sunset.
Oh my God. So backdrops for what are you doing? What do you have to shoot? Just for your designs yarn for Sweet Georgia or what's
all of the above. Yeah. I shoot a lot of Sweet Georgia puts out a monthly newsletter where we offer free patterns. So I like to shoot those when we update them. And I like to shoot photos of my swatches and my yarn. And so that's what
it'd be
for.
Nice. I like that. I like that. You know, it's very handy to have like a little area that you can shoot things like on the fly and not have to worry about setting up anything. So
exactly.
I'm excited. So I know we jumped right in. And so just for anyone listening, Tabitha just moved. So she's in a whole new, she's got a new place. And now we are both in the same time zone, which is really awesome because yesterday when I was thinking, I'm like 8:30, wait a minute, 8:30 her time, that's 10:30. I'm like, no, it's not. Because I was just like thinking, oh no, I can't do it at that time. And then anyway, so it's all good. So we're doing this earlier. It's good.
Earlier.
You know, I mean, it's not too early for us because we're both up early. So like, you know.
Well, I'm finding it's a harder time transitioning to the Eastern time zone than I thought it would be because early here is like way earlier in Colorado, so I'm having to adjust. You know, when I woke up at 5:30 a.m. in Colorado, 5:30 a.m. in Tennessee is like it's 3:30 a.m. in Colorado. So we've been in this house. Well, we just moved here July 7th. So trying to figure out unpacking while going back to work while my children have been home from school. It's been a lesson in crazy.
Oh, I'll bet.
Every day. I'm exhausted.
Are you really?
Yes.
So when did they go back to school? Because I know in Indiana, the kids start like, oh my gosh, in like 3 weeks?
Yeah, they start here early here too. They start August 3rd.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's even earlier than us.
It's even earlier. It's
here they start August. I'm gonna say 12th, somewhere around there they start. So it's
that's about when they started in Colorado, like somewhere between the 11th and 17th usually.
It's
a big difference.
It's so odd for me because as a kid growing up, it was always the first week of September was when I started school.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, that's how, I guess that's a Northeast thing because I think that's how it is in the Northeast and then out of school in June.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I always felt like the summers were longer because I'd get, well, then again, I guess not. So June, because like sometimes mid-June, sometimes even later. But anyway, yeah, it's just, I always think, gosh, it's so early. But yeah, it's, that's pretty typical.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you're settling in and I'm really excited that we're able to talk because it's been a couple months, I think.
Feels like it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think, you know, anyone listening, they know that they haven't seen one of these episodes for a while. And we were chatting at TNNA, which is the National Needle Arts Association. I always want to say that in case anyone listening is listening for the first time and they don't know what that means. but it's a trade show. It's the biggest deal in the yarn world. And
has trade shows. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything. I know, but I like to call it Vegas for knitters, really.
That's right.
And but anyway, this year it was in Washington D.C. and I kick myself because Tabitha, I did not go sightseeing.
Really? I did that as soon as I got off the plane, pretty much. Nope.
I mean, it's so weird. Like, I was with Vicki Howell on, I guess it was Sunday, mm-hmm. and I was leaving Monday morning, and I knew I Sunday. I was leaving later that day. Sorry. And so whenever I'm still walking the show and I know I have to leave the same day, I get a little panicky and I'm like, okay, I still haven't seen this guy and I have to go there and I have to do this. And so I spent the morning with Vicki, and then she said, well, I'm going to go, you know, to the, whatever that, I guess she was going to go to some museums and the Smithsonian and the Art Museum and walk around. And so anyway, she says, you want to go? And I'm like, no, I have all this stuff I got to do, you know, and it's crazy because I really didn't have to. I could have stopped.
Yeah.
And because she got the most awesome photos and, you know, I mean, Vicki always does.
Yeah.
Like, oh, gosh. And because she's like, okay, you don't want to go? All right. That's one of those moments.
I was working from the whole weekend. So I knew I only had that one window, like right after I landed, before I started work on Friday morning, to be able to get my visits in. So we just hit the foot traffic areas, the Abraham Lincoln Memorial, the Reflection Pool, the World War and Vietnam memorials. We went and saw the White House. Oh God, with the Washington Monument. It was a lot of walking that we did.
I'm so jealous.
It was beautiful.
I just could smack myself because it's kind of odd when I was there. I thought, well, you know, I was here, I've been here, you know, I'm from this part of the country, kind of, you know, New York is in driving distance, but then I leave and I'm like, I don't live in New York anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't live in New Jersey. So I was just, you know, I kind of felt silly and stupid and all that stuff because when I was talking on the, you know, to, I was in the Barocco booth talking to Amy, and she was like, oh yeah, if you do the, because, you know, I like to run in the morning. So she's like, you can go to the National Mall and back, and that's 3 miles. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. I didn't even run. I mean, I didn't even work out when I was there. I didn't,
oh, run. You shouldn't have to work out on those trips.
I know, but I love to run. I mean,
well,
it's, to
I
me,
wanted
it's
to go
not
to the museums. Running. Like, I really missed going to the museums. I regret not going to do that. And the Holocaust Museum, I wanted to go there. But next time, now that I'm East Coast, I can do it. I can
you
make
can
my
do
way
it.
There.
No.
I can do it. But I have to, speaking of running, though, this will show you how much of a nerd I am. If you've ever watched Captain America, you
no.
might not have. What's wrong with you? Anyway, so
I'm not a geek. I'm not a nerd like you.
I'm a total nerd. So anyway, we're walking past the reflection pool, and I'm looking around like just looking behind the trees. I'm just checking everywhere. And my friend Allison, she's all, what are you looking at? What are you looking for? I said, I'm waiting to see if Captain America's on his jog today around the reflection pool. And she's like, you are such a nerd. Because in the movie, he's like running around, you know.
Well, when you told me you had Batman underwear, I was like, oh, no.
No, not Batman. I have Wonder Woman. Okay. Avengers, Captain America, Cookie Monster, and Lucky Charms.
Oh boy. The world knows.
That's
what's
right.
What's in your underwear. But hey, but you know what? We need to have a girls' weekend. We need to get together because now we're in driving distance. And I love to take a road trip. And like you're just far away enough that it's like, okay, you know,
it's
like
easy.
I think you're like four, maybe six hours, or four, is it 4 hours from me?
Six.
So that's cool. And how close are you from Nashville?
Only like, I think 2.5 or 3 hours.
Okay.
Far at all.
Well, maybe I think what we have to do is we have to meet in Nashville.
That's like.
But I don't know how much. I don't know how far. I wonder if it's like a. Like for even further for me to get to Nashville, then I would guess it's probably not. I just have to take a different route. It's my guess. So
yeah.
A slightly different path.
We'll
then we could, we'll just have to Google it. But we should do that. I've always wanted to go to Nashville. I've never been there. I hear it's such a fun city.
I've heard it. Well, I've driven through it twice in the last couple months, just in our travels with moving and stuff. But and it definitely looks like a fun place. Like,
and then we can find some cool yarn shops and arty things and report back to them here on Ask Kara and Tabitha.
Totally.
That would be awesome. So anyway, so what are we talking about today? I think we were kind of alluding to that, to our topic, TNNA, kind of a little recap of what we discovered when we were at the show.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
We can kind of jump into that because, you know, we at TNNA in the summer, that is the fall buying season. Mm-hmm. And so, and so as I was saying earlier, it's just for, you know, the listeners, it's a trade show. So it's not consumer, which means it's not open to anyone unless you're a business. And so these are manufacturers, yarn companies, and companies like Sweet Georgia, you know, who, Tabitha works with. And they are there selling, you know, their yarns for the coming season. And so we saw some pretty cool things for the fall. And so I thought this would be a great time to let you guys know what you're going to start seeing and, you know, just what we liked and all that good stuff. So do you want to jump in? Is there anything that you just have to, like, rave about right now, Tabitha?
There were a couple things. You actually walked the floor a lot more than I did.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I had to work a lot of the Sweet Georgia booth and have a lot of meetings that day. So really only what I got to see was within the radius of where I walked in and out to lunch or to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. But right, there are a couple things that really stood out to me just in my immediate circle. One, gradient sets are still really all the rage. And some of the companies are coming out with some really cool, unique colors that go just a little bit beyond than the typical gradient. Like now they're it's like little packs of colors that go great together. Like those beautiful little color palettes you'll see on Pinterest. They're popping out now in these great little sets, including Sweet Georgia with our very popular sold out in minutes at Sample It, Jelly Bean colorway set.
That's that right. I was going to say, fantastic. Just plug it.
Plug it, baby. No, Jelly Bean. It's one of my favorite things. And what we had so much fun. Well, we always have fun talking about the meanings behind every color that we come up with. But Jelly Bean is really personal to our owner and founder, Felicia, and her husband, because her favorite color is orchid and his favorite color is like this Dutch orange. And so they combine these into this. They combine those two colors for their own wedding, and they're beautiful, beautiful wedding photos. They were afraid it was going to look a little circusy at first, but it's just so gorgeous. And so they were inspired by that and put that together into this five skein colorway that's just fantastic. And people came to it like moth to a flame. So anyway, gradient sets are really big, like these little 4 and 5 skein mini set or mini skein sets, just all over the place.
And I got mine the other day and I was panicky. Like I wrote you and I'm like, I didn't get it yet. What's going on? But, you know, I knew it was on its way. So I apologize for jumping the gun. And yeah, I mean, when I was there at the show and I saw the little mini skein set, and I took a picture of it with the jelly beans, like the actual jelly beans.
Yeah, we had jelly beans.
You
and
had. Oh my gosh, I kept eating those like crazy.
They're so good.
I thought I was going to like bounce off the walls. You probably wanted to smack me. But yeah, those were so good and the colors exactly match that jelly bean palette. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really I just can't wait to start working with it. But yeah, that was the thing that stood out the most to me, or the mini skeins like that have that almost like, you know, like when you knit with them, if you were to knit with each color, kind of go in the gradient of the color scheme, you'd get like, I don't know, maybe like an ombre kind of thing happening. But it almost reminds me of that in the little mini skein set. Mm-hmm. So I saw that at, you know, Sweet Georgia, Jade Sapphire.
Yarns.
Yeah, Jade Sapphire. everybody at Sample It was just hovering around. They had these really interesting, this really interesting shawl that just was like a striped shawl. And the way that they did the striping was very, very, was really interesting because of the way that the color, the different color gradations kind of worked in the striping. It was just really graphic and very, had a very cool, cool look to it.
Yeah, we have a couple other new gradient sets that'll be debuting out to the public in the next couple months, later this summer, in advance of our fall collection release. But we have some designers working with us right now that are using the Party of Five sets in these really not just, you know, darkest to lightest color. They're using them in really cute, unique ways that I think will be really exciting to see.
Isn't it amazing how something takes off? Because, you know, like every couple of seasons, you know, when we go to the show and, you know, we're always talking together, everyone's saying, well, did you see anything new? Oh, no, not really. The same old thing or whatever. And then there's one thing that jumps out. And like, you know, there was weaving one year that was everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now it's these gradient sets. So why do you think that is? Like, why does something like that take off? Why do you think the gradient sets, the little mini skeins, are really hot right now?
If I knew the answer to that, I would be a world famous, very rich person, because I am not one to figure. I have never been able to figure out how or why something catches on and becomes a rage. It's just not my skill set, unfortunately, as much as I bemoan that. You know, but also in relation to that, I noticed a lot of the sets, the kits are really in. It's not even just the gradient sets I noticed. There were a lot of like sweater kits from, like, I think it's Coco Knits. They have like this everything you need to finish and make your sweater kit. Or I think Jimmy Beans partnered, I think, with Universal. I'm not exactly sure. I only got a hint of it. But it's a mix and match kit where it's different types of yarns, but all in a similar colorway. And you make this cool mix and match scarf with these different yarn textures. I think it's called like a Jimmy Bean tumbler or something like that.
Interesting.
So I'm seeing the kits. The kits are all the rage.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really, yeah. And, I know, speaking of Jimmy Beans, and I saw it at the show, but they put out a bento box. Have you seen their bento box?
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Well, there's some, I know that they did, they partnered with HSN. So, yeah, I saw Laura Zander. She was on about 6 months ago, maybe less than that. She was on HSN. It was really, really pretty exciting. So she's really out there. She's quite the entrepreneur. It's amazing. It's amazing what she does. But okay, so let's see. So some of the stuff that I saw, just jumping off what you said about the kits, I think this was a real big highlight. And I talked to you about this a couple of weeks ago when we were doing our little kind of check-in, you know, for Creative Knitting Magazine, because you do all the product reviews and news, and I mean, you just do so much. I'm so grateful for everything that you do. And and I just wanted to say thank you for the first round, like for this spring issue. No, winter. Is it winter?
What season are we on? I don't even know.
Well, because winter is now at layout. So So I'm such a visual person. And I know that, you know, when you send in the Word documents, everything in that format, it's like I don't see it the way I see it when it's in the layout. Right. And when it's in the layout, I'm like, oh, floored. So you just have a way with words. You're just so, you know, you just know how to polish things the right way.
Oh, and you're so sweet.
And you have such a great selection of products. So you guys, the winter issue, which is still way away. No, actually autumn is out right now, which is crazy. So it's the next issue. So it's going to be here before you know it. But anyway, so Tabitha, awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But Round Mountain Fibers was a kit that I found, and they have a kit called Drunk Yarn. So Round Mountain Fibers is the yarn company, and Drunk Yarn is this kit, just stood out to me. So it's a skein that when you look at it on first glance, you think, okay, Drunk Yarn, and then it looks like there's like little supplements in the packaging. So like, you know, like that out, you're out all night, then you have a hangover. So, you know, those little things that people take, that's like a real placebo. Like, I'm just going to load up on supplements to help my hangover. Yeah. Okay. And so that was my first thought. And then I realized that there, it's just these little capsules that have the formula, the dye. So it's like the different dye components, I guess, if you will, to take this undyed yarn and then, you know, make this color. And so, the cool thing is that you can share your videos or whatever it is that you, you know, you can have a dyeing party. And I guess drunk yarn is like the whole idea is get your friends together and get drunk and make some yarn or something like that. But it's really cool. It's a really cool concept. And I think that the thing that the selling point or the real concept is the dye in these little, little capsules, which is really cool.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be coming up. I'll be reviewing that in the magazine, and I'm thinking we could do a fun project in the yarn. I picked up some of their fingering weight, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and I found a company called Mrs. Moon, and they're from the UK.
Okay.
And their thing is sustainable wool that doesn't involve mulesing or cruelty to the sheep at all,
wow.
Which is really great because I'm starting to see that more and more where right. I know that Tina Tina Whitmore, who'll be actually on the show when this goes live, she already will have been on the show on Power Pearls. I know I have to like think back, go back in time or go ahead in time. I can't even think straight most of the time. But anyway, so she has a new yarn that's coming out in September that's sustainable, it has a very small carbon footprint and
it's
all produced in the US. Yeah, really cool. So I love that yarn companies, because you know, Tabitha, I've been talking about this quite a bit. And I felt like it was something that wasn't being addressed enough. Like it's just sort of like this thing that's happening in the yarn world, but no one's really paying attention to it or they don't know about it.
Right.
They don't know about it. And so the fact that there is cruelty, like, you know, animals are being harmed when certain yarns are being produced.
Right.
And so there are companies that are saying, hey, you know, like our yarn, you know, is sustainable, and they tell the story about how it doesn't harm animals. So Mrs. Moon is one of those companies, as is also Manos del Uruguay, Owl, and like I said, now Freya is getting involved in that as well. So
right.
So that was really nice to see.
Yeah.
And then let's see. The other thing is I've noticed that some fine gauge interchangeable yarns are hitting the scene, which I was very excited about because I have for years you would only see like an interchangeable set with a size 4 needle and up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you can get them Chaigu. Oh, I hope I say their name right. Theirs is a triple, they have a 000. It's called Twist Minis. I actually bought the set. It's so cute. It's like this big.
Oh.
And it's like a little, you guys can't see what I'm doing, but Tabitha can. But it's just like a little teeny tiny 4x5 mesh black bag. I have it over, you know, I could show you, but anyway, you guys can check it out. Twist Minis, you probably see it on their website. And it's 000, it goes from 000 or all the way over to a US 1.5. And it's pretty awesome. So I bought that. So if you're into lace knitting, and then Denise Needles has come out with a short, sharp tips set. And it's part of their Denise To Go series. And so I have several of these interchangeable sets because they're just, it's almost like having a makeup, like a compact. That's what it reminds me of.
Yes.
Just throw it in my bag and it's like, oh, you need a knitting needle? No worries. Like,
yes.
You know, like every bag I have, I think has.
Well, I find that I'm just as obsessed with interchangeable sets as I used to be with regular knitting needles before the interchangeable sets started coming out. Like I have a set from almost all the major companies because I find that I use them for different things. You know, I have this Carbons set that I use for my super slippery yarns, and I have the Addy Turbo Super Sharp set for when I'm working with lace weight. Heavy duty lace, and some things I like for lace weight yarns and other interchangeables I don't like for lace weight yarns because they catch. And it's just, I need more interchangeables. So I need these two sets that you're talking about. I need them.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
I'm going to buy them.
You know, well, I am going to, I would love to review these in the magazine so the Creative Knitting audience can learn more about
them
and the benefits of working with them. So
I'm going to hunt them down.
Yeah, so you'll get your hands on some of these because you are now at the helm of the product reviews. So the short, sharp tips, which what I love about these, and because they're part of the To-Go series, they are even shorter. They're shorter than,
really?
I mean, I'm like really tiny, little tiny sets. And so so basically what these are, they come in the cables. This is nice. So it's like, I think the usual sizes. So like, let's say a size 4 up to maybe a 10 for this set. I don't have it in my hands, unfortunately. But what is unique about it, this particular set, is that the cables start at a size 9 inch.
No way. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, which is tight. But you know what? Some people love to work with circular needles, like for socks.
Yeah.
Which, you know, so it's tight, but if you like that and you don't like the clunkiness of a double point needle, then you can use these because they start at size 9. She has size 12 and 16 cables. Awesome.
Well, I'm thinking like all the little baby hats that I used to knit. With the double point is because I could never handle magic looping, and that's the thing is magic looping and double pointeds were usually your only two options for small circumference, or the people that like to knit their sleeves in the round. You know, usually you can't find small enough cables. Oh, that's fascinating!
Isn't it awesome? And because I thought for years, I thought, am I missing something, or is someone missing something? You know, like because. Why can't I find needles that are like a size 12? Like I was, okay, 9, wow, now that's short. But for me, it was always a 12 because I do have 12 circular needles in my closet. You know, they're not interchangeable, but 12s because I enjoyed doing that as well. Like I wanted to, like you know, make baby hats.
Yeah, because the 16 was always just a hair too big for all the little kid hats that I used to knit. I had to knit on double pointed.
So that got me really excited. And I love Linda Craig, the owner of Denise Needle. She is so awesome. And, you know, she's like us. You know, she loves to talk about the mindfulness stuff. And
oh, fabulous.
Like, just very meeting of the minds. Like, if you ever get a chance, you should talk to her. And now that you're going to be doing more with the reviews and you'll be communicating with her.
Wonderful.
And I'll send you, you know, her contact info.
That.
She is so sweet and so nice and so just wonderful lady. So,
awesome.
Okay. So we talked about the gradient sets.
Did we talk about Coco Knit snap bracelets yet?
Oh my gosh.
Those are so cool.
They are so cool. They look like an iPhone.
Yeah.
Apple Watch.
It's the Apple Watch.
It just reminds me. That's because it's so funky and very modern.
Yeah.
And basically it's like a magnetic plate.
And it's
that
an
you
old
wear.
School snap bracelet. Like you snap it around your wrist.
And so basically your stitch, like if you're knitting, your stitch markers, a safety pin, a tapestry needle, whatever.
Needle.
Yeah. And because her tools, all of her notions are metallic.
Magnetic.
And they just adhere to this little plate.
Yeah. That's so you have all your little notions, like, and I'm thinking like the people that use cable needles for their cables, you know, how you put it down or you stick it in your knitting. You're like, wait, where'd it go? And now it's attached to that little bracelet.
And you just look cool wearing it too. So for the past two shows, I would forget until like later in the day or, you know, 2 days later. Well, and I'm like, I'm here to buy my, cause now they do cash and carry at these shows for retailers and people walking the show. And twice, 2 years in a row, she's like, oh, they're gone. They're sold out because that's how cool they are. So if you guys go to CocoKnits.com or I think, is it, Coco Knits, or does she have another name for this collection? Because you know, she's got the patterns under Coco Knits, but I thought, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm sure for sure if you go to Coco Knits, you'll be able to find some way to get to these.
Yeah, if you go to coconits.com, it pulls up with the toolkits that she called.
So very cool. And
and everything's interchangeable, so you can get the little bracelet kit and with the other stuff and the tapestry needles. They all come in these little cute kits. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it's called the Knitter's Keep Kit. That's what it's called. Mm. Knitter's Keep Kit.
That's good to know. So another thing that I think is worth mentioning is the cartoonish, bigger than life knitting right now, because Loopy Mango is one of the companies that I think is like really doing a lot in this big mm-hmm. knitting space, you know. And so I saw them at TNNA the last couple of years, so they're really become prominent, and you know, like knitting on a size 100 ish needle, you know, is like insane.
I feel like as big as your neck.
Yeah, so I know that you wrote about it in your in an upcoming article that mm-hmm. you write in the magazine. So what, you know, what are you seeing? What do you think about that? Is that crazy stuff? Is this like, you know, I'm not going to do it. I just can't imagine knitting on a size 100 needle.
Well, just knitting on size, like, okay. So I love chunky yarns. In fact, FYI, wink, 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 Sweet Georgia will be debuting a new chunky this fall. But anyway.
Well, wait, a chunky or a jumbo?
It's a chunky, just a chunky. Okay. Cause I don't like the jumbos. As cool and funky as they are for arm knitting and the cool carpets and blankets that you're seeing all over Etsy and everything now, as cool as they look, they're so heavy. And like, I tried knitting with size 19 needles once, and I felt like my arms were going to fall off because it's just not a fun knit to me. It's just, it's too much. I have to throw my whole shoulder and my whole upper body into it. It's too exhausting. So I personally am not a fan, but I see the rage. I see why it's so exciting, because mm-hmm. you get these like, these pretty spectacular eye-catching pieces that way.
Yeah, especially home decor.
Yeah.
You know, like to do a pillow that's, let's say it's got like a fabric background, mm-hmm. like a funky print, but then like an old, modern open work
right.
knitted, panel that you could knit in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, it's not in a minute because they're really, body. You just like, you do your whole body. It's a total workout, which I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, we've always whined, why can't knitting be counted as a form of exercise? Well, now I can. So I'll give it that.
Yeah. So I want to ask everyone a question, because this episode is all about, you know, asking us anything, you know, and so of course anything pertaining to knitting, yarn, it can be anything and it can be crazy, but
the tab goes TMI. So whatever you need to ask, I'll answer.
Yeah. So here's the question. So what do you guys think about this knitting, you know, this jumbo knitting craze? Do you think it's a trend, you know, or do you think it's going to stick around for a little while? And, you know, are you into it? Do you do it? Do you do it yourself? Have you tried it? And, you know, what do you like about it? And or what don't you like about it? So we want to hear from you. Yeah. And so you guys can do it two ways. So you can either like leave a message. So you could send me a message via email and then we'll answer it. So you can contact me at Kara@powerpearlspodcast.com. Or if you go to powerpearlspodcast.com, you know, the home page, you'll see on the right hand side a little plus sign, little kind of tool that flips out. And if you click on that, you can actually record your voice message. You can record it and we'll play it. We'll play it yes. on here on this episode, as we did in our last episode. And we'll answer your question on the podcast.
Yep.
So that would be awesome.
Totally. I'd love to hear your voices.
Yeah. So, I mean, this was more of a recap of TNNA, and instead of a kind of an answering, you know, a Q&A kind of answering episode. But were there any questions, Tabitha, that have come up that you think we need to, that we want to jump on and answer here, or anything that comes to mind
Actually, there is one thing, and it relates to TNNA and a couple questions that I've received in the past, is about business resources for designers and tech editors in the industry. And one of the things that I guess it premiered, piloted, debuted at TNNA is the new business and creative services group at TNNA. It used to be the designer's teacher group, I believe, which left a lot of the graphic artists and the tech editors kind of left them hanging, like they weren't sure where to go. So now this business and creative services group has started up. They've started some of their first meetings, and they also introduced these short, like little 30-minute, I guess they were kind of like intro meetings or intro panels, just kind of giving you a peek at the things that they want to be able to offer businesses, but also offer the indie vendors. So it's a meeting of the mind. So like one morning they had a little, here's what tech editors are, and here's what we can offer you, and here's how you can get involved. And then they had a photography and graphics meeting one morning, and they just like these little 30-minute breakfast meetings. And so I just want to point that out to anybody who's trying to get into the business, creative, or services side of thing. You're not a yarn company. You're not a yarn manufacturer, but maybe you have a service that you'd like to offer one of them. Check out this new business and creative services group through TNNA. I think I think it's going to have some really big, I hope, really big implications for these subgroups in the future.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point that you make, because, you know, I think that, and I don't speak enough to this because we're, you know, I'm talking to hobby knitters, designers, mm-hmm. but I think that there are also many shop owners that are listening to this podcast.
Yes.
That I don't, so I'm not speaking enough to you guys. I know you're out there because you're also, that's it. You're running a business. Mm-hmm. You're a hobby knitter. You're also a shop owner, and maybe you're a designer too. So this is all, we're all kind of,
of y'all.
Yeah, it's just everything is so interconnected. But yeah, this the business and creative services is new. I think this is the second TNNA that they...
I'm not sure, because I didn't go to the last TNNA. Yeah. So I wasn't sure if they were there or where they came about in the scheme of the timeline.
Well, this makes me think of... Beth Whiteside, because she has she's one of the people involved in kind of having started the program with a few other people. And, you know, Beth has been on Power Pearls before. So, you know, we've talked about TNNA and many other things. And so maybe I should have her come back and really talk about this and dig into this for people like shop owners that are listening and designers, too. But I think that the designers and people that are out there offering services, like you said, the tech editors and writers and copywriters and photographers and illustrators. So you have a service that you can offer and market yourself at these events, these little mini workshops at TNNA.
Or panels. I'm not quite sure what they call them, but
yes, and then shops are coming to watch these discussions or these workshops or these, but let's say they're little mini,
they're like networking things where you can meet some, because a lot of yarn store owners that I have had the pleasure of talking to don't really know that there's a lot more that they could offer their customers from regards to maybe you want to hire a designer to make an exclusive pattern to lead a big, huge knit along at your yarn store. And then you can have these great graphics artists, you know, make up your promotional materials. And it's a lot of services that are directly for yarn companies, yarn stores, or even with each other. You know, as I as a designer sometimes might need a photographer, and that gives me an opportunity to maybe meet and learn about how to use another photographer for my work.
Yeah.
It really is a hand in hand. Like everybody needs something from somebody else within that kind of group.
Yeah, I think it's really a great service to have, because
and it'll be strong potential there for its growth and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think that in this industry, a lot of shop owners, you know, they get into it because they love yarn they love the hobby, but maybe they need some business skills. You know, they need to understand how to market, and I believe that you know, you can make such a huge success of a shop. And, you know, you see shops come and go, because that's something that a lot of people talk about. No, it's a tough business to be in. And yeah, like any business, it's a tough, you know, businesses, it takes a lot of work to mm-hmm. grow a business. And I think that having a program like this is really important, because it's going to help shop owners. Let's say they don't have the skills to do PR mm-hmm. or whatever it is, or there are things that they may not even be aware of. But if they start paying attention to the services that are available to the industry and they take advantage of them, mm-hmm. they have the opportunity to really have a successful business that's exactly. just going to continually grow. And that's why, you know, I believe in these so much, because if without them, without the shops, then, you know, this industry isn't going to thrive, mm-hmm. you know? And so we need shops to educate themselves so that, you know, they can keep buying yarn from the manufacturers. And that's what it is. It's a big circle that's going around and around. Right. So whatever we can do to help each other, because we're all in this together,
absolutely.
You know, even you hobby knitters out there, you know, I mean, we're all interconnected, like I just said earlier. So, but, yeah, there were some really awesome, you know, other awesome things that I found. But I think those were the highlights.
Yep. And those are some of my favorite things that stood out.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was great. So, Tabitha, I'm glad that you were able to take a little time out of your busy schedule, because I know that you just moved into your new place. You're probably still in boxes, although your
yes.
room, your studio looks so fabulous. I'm so happy. I rejoice. Wonderful.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see how it progresses. And yeah, so that's it. And so we'll talk next time. Yeah.
Sounds
thanks
great.
For joining us.
Thank
yeah.
you so much for letting me take over again.
Absolutely. All right. I'll see you, Tabitha.
All right. Bye.
And that's a wrap, you guys. Thanks so much for listening. And again, if you want to leave a recorded question, go to powerpearlspodcast.com and you're going to see that little plus sign on the right side of the page. You can press that, leave your question, or contact me at Kara@powerpearlspodcast.com.